This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It is 6:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. New Jersey has put out the call for anyone still fluent in the 60-year-old computer coding language called COBOL. COBOL helps run the state's online unemployment system, which is under strain because of a record number of claims being filed. WHYY's Jimena Conde has more.
More than 575,000 New Jersey residents have filed claims since mid-March, and applicants say they're facing technological glitches. Joseph Steinberg, a cybersecurity advisor, is not surprised. COBOL was once considered cutting-edge code that told mainframes or centralized computing hubs what to do with data coming from hundreds of locations. The code in the unemployment system could still be doing exactly what it's supposed to, but Steinberg says the code may not have been designed to take such a large increase of applications.
So even if you have a system that works and is very reliable, it may all of a sudden become unreliable and it may be difficult to fix, and that's what happened here.
Tweaking the code will mean finding people who know COBOL, but Steinberg says COBOL is so yesterday.
Nobody wants to work on that. Nobody's studying this stuff.
Still, Kurt Roloff, an associate professor of computer science at the New Jersey Institute of Technology, understands why someone might still run a program that is almost cryptic to today's programmers.
You know, these things work, they exist, they're already paid for, people are already trained.
But he says some institutions are still moving away from older programs.
You know, sometimes, you know, enough's enough. And if you have a system that's not working, it doesn't provide the services that the state requires, well, then it makes sense.
States like Pennsylvania have committed to upgrading their legacy unemployment systems, which also use COBOL. For now, New Jersey has created an online form where people can volunteer their coding skills. Jimena Conde, WHYY News.